Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast, and I'm Susan Jane, your host for the podcast. Now, today we've got something a little bit different for you. I don't know all of the story behind this, so I'm looking forward to hearing about Bran's life. Now, Bran has had a pretty interesting life. Now, I don't know all the details, but just by what I've seen and what I know of him, it's going to be really, really interesting. But he is going to help us in going through his story. He is going to help us get an understanding of how we can use intuition to help us with resilience. And resilience is something that we can use all through our life. So Bran's going to help us with this. And he's got a podcast too. I'm going to talk about that later. He's got a book. I'm going to talk about that later too. But first of all, I want to ask you to share and subscribe to the podcast so everyone can get an understanding of it. But with no further ado, I want to introduce you to Bran. Welcome, Bran.
Thank you, Susan. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Okay, so look, just a little brush over of your story, because we actually want to go into a little bit of detail because I know it's pretty horrific, or pretty, I shouldn't say horrific because I haven't heard it, but I know you've got a lot to share. So what I'd love to do is just get a general overview on your life, and then we're going to dig down so we get an understanding of how you have dealt with your situations and how intuition has helped you with that resilience. So, Bran, how did you get to where you are today?
Well, it's been quite a journey. And, I realize, now as you've been doing this introduction, I've just realized how I've been intuitive from a very early age. And but not just intuitive, it's, I would say, consciously intuitive. And I didn't realize it to that extent until this very moment. I'm gonna share a little bit. Happy childhood with lots of creativity around me, and what that gave me was a freedom to do things no matter how they go. When you do creative things, it can turn out great. It can turn out bad. It can be just nothing. It can be just a fun thing you do. And so that was kind of something that led me into, this kind of thinking and this kind of doing and decision-making, because, to use our intuition, it's about being in that moment and realizing, okay, this is it. I just know this is it. And so We're gonna get to that eventually in this conversation. But so my childhood was, I grew up with a grandma who was very creative, and I didn't realize at the time how that really got imprinted on me, not just in terms of being creative, but this kind of tuning in within myself into this voice within. And I would easily come to decisions from that place. But the point that I want to make is that when you do this, to use the intuition, you need to feel like you can go wrong. Even if you go wrong, as long as it's your decision, it's fine. This is where I want to start.
Yes, so I know what you mean, because sometimes we get these messages and we're not really sure where we're going or what we're doing them, but we've got to be willing to make those steps, to take those steps forward and test it, see what it is all about. All right, so that's given you, and again, I understand too when you say that you weren't aware how intuitive you were until you start to talk to somebody about it, because I was very similar to that. I didn't realize until you sort of reflect back and you go, oh, hang on, I was doing that, but I didn't know it had a name to it. You know, that's just what you did. But I love the idea of, yeah, when you're doing that creativity. So, all right, we've got a little bit of a general understanding of you. Let's go back and go, well, you were talking to me that when you're 12 years old, there was a situation there. So, Bran, tell us a little bit more about your life.
Yeah, you know, happy childhood. But, you know, when I was 12, the war happened in my home country. And so when a child at 12 years old experiences something like that, I mean, it just does something to you that you cannot put into words. To me, if I try to put it into words, it would be more like, everything that you used to know and everything that you know gets shattered. But I mean shattered, and everything crumbles into pieces. And then what I tried to do, because already I was using my intuition, I knew there was a voice inside of me going, well, you got to do the best you can. You need to put yourself back together somehow, you know, at that young age. And so I lost interest for school and for learning and for pretty much, you know, it takes the life out of you. The war situation can really take the life out of you. And so as I was trying to put myself back together, other things started happening. As a couple of years took me to just kind of almost be at that place before these tragic events happened for the first time. And then my parents got divorced. And then that was a big blow, and I knew this time I needed something big. In the midst of it, I already knew intuitively, I thought, I'm feeling so much anger. And I was like, what am I going to do with this anger? I was 13, and I started training track. I was a sprinter. I said, I'm going to dedicate myself. I need to get that anger out. So this was another time when I used my intuition. It was like this inner knowing, inner voice. It was saying, you have to do something healthy, something that will get the anger out. And I remember having a friend who trained, who was training track as well. And I said, this is what I'm going to do. So that was the next thing. And then what that taught me was a lot of discipline and self-discipline and growth. You know, I knew if I focused on something and put in the time, that I'm going to accomplish something and it's going to be good for me. So when the guitar came and the music came, because I was fighting for my life, basically, you know, I was very attached to my dad, and he left, and my whole world, the world ended. You know, for me, that was the end of the world. And so I needed something to stay alive. And then this voice started saying, you know, you've come across the guitar. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, that might be a good idea. And so I started playing guitar, got some lessons and got a guitar. And, you know, it saved my life. So feel free to ask more questions.
Okay. So I'm going to run back through it. So at 12 years old, war broke out where you lived in your in your hometown.
Yeah.
So with this, you had to then sort of really focus on you, what you could do about that. And did you start taking up the running or the sprinting then, or was it when the divorce happened?
Very much somewhere in between, because okay. I was seeing that my parents are going separate ways, and I started getting really angry. And this is, so it was somewhere right after the war. Yeah. And before the divorce, in between. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so what I really liked about that, Bran, is that you were very, very aware that you needed to do something for you, something that didn't involve anyone else, but it was for you. You listened to what your gut said. You listened to what your intuition said. And the other aspect I really like is the fact that you're using the emotion of anger as it's a physical thing that happens. So when we get angry and when we look at emotions, it's an external action. So you were sort of going, which is really clever at your age, especially going through war. It's really clever that you've gone, or very, very intuitive, that you've gone, I need to do something physical. I need to do something physical to help with these feelings of anger and this, you know, despair and all these emotions. So to me, the stronger the emotions, the more we need to focus on something. And when you're doing that physically, you're actually bringing in all aspects of your body. Okay, so you've gone from there and then the wheels fall off at home. So to start with, your community was breaking down with the war, and then your actual home was breaking down too. So that is a big challenge. And I have had a lot of ladies on here that have gone through this and experienced that, but I haven't had a man's point of view as a younger child. And it would have been, I mean, I'm feeling for you. I can really feel that it must be so hard for you, especially being attached to your dad, and the dad was who left. But again, you've gone back into your intuition and you've followed your creativity this time, not so much the physical side, but the creativity side of picking up the guitar. Now, I know there's a lot of physical aspects in it. Funnily enough, I taught myself the guitar too as I was going through some of my stuff and nonsense. So I really get that. It was something that you could really focus on, and trying to get your fingers around the board, especially with my big fat fingers, it is really challenging and really good. So again, you've listened to your intuition and you've followed your creativity for music. So, okay, so you're still in your hometown. The wheels have fallen off at home. What's happened then? Because this is just amazing how you keep on tuning in like that.
Yeah, so I picked up the guitar and I couldn't let go of it. I just couldn't. It was day and night, night and day. I almost brought the guitar to school, but it, to that extent. But when I was home, I was sitting down with the guitar most of my time. And so I was able to, you know, use the creativity that I learned as a younger boy. And then used all that I learned training track to focus, to really put that focus into the guitar and into making progress. So in about a year or two, I was already playing at a very high level, professional level. I was recording in studios. I was performing with bands, writing my own music. And it was just amazing. And I knew that I'm not supposed to put it down. I just knew there was no way I was going to put it down. So it was hours and hours, and it was probably more than a dozen hours a day that I was with the guitar. And I knew it was going somewhere. At the time, I was, I just knew I needed it that much, and I was able to focus my energy into it. And so that really was a big thing for me. And I felt, okay, now I have this. This is worth fighting for. This is worth living for. I'm going to continue and continue and continue. And then, you know, being in the surroundings that I was in, it's not a small country that you cannot really have a music career there. And I became very ambitious. No, it didn't take too long because I wanted to do something with my life. And so I still was using the anger. And I was using the drive, and I was using inspiration and guitar and creativity to just really protect the guitar and what I had with the guitar and the music, and protect that creativity. So if you would come to me, you know, for a boy of that age, I was pretty strong minded. I was really, you couldn't move me out of my way. So someone would say, you know, I was seeing my generation, you know, you could, you know, they were teenagers. You could just point them in that direction, this direction. They were all over the place. I was so focused. I was really there. And I didn't let go. I couldn't let go.
Wow. Those words that you just said before, it was like you found something to live for, something to fight for. Yeah. And going through the situation that you went through, that would be the only thing that would help you, wouldn't it? If you didn't have something to live for, you would give up. You really would give up after going through all that. So music, creativity, the guitar, that was your savior. And if you hadn't have followed your intuition, you would have been in all sorts of bother. Okay, so small country, getting you ambitious now. So where do we go? And I'm repeating this and getting people so listeners can get an understanding of how it happens, because, you know, trusting your intuition doesn't happen necessarily overnight. It can, but it's something that you're actually doing so often you don't even realize it. All right, so where we were up to, where do you go to from now?
Well, we go to a couple of years of really creating, performing, recording, and then high school is over. And then, you know, those were really times that really tested me, because I wasn't able to make a living with guitar because of the surroundings itself, and because of what I stood behind my creativity. I stood behind what I believed in. And I was, again, this voice was saying to me, you have to do what you do the way you do it. And you have to keep it safe, and you have to somehow move forward with that and do something. And so in that kind of surroundings, what that means is you kind of cut yourself away from a lot of people, a lot of negativity, a lot of things that could be a distraction. And so this was a tough one for me, because I really liked having friends. I really liked being out and being active with music. And you meet people, you're around people. Like, you know, when you do music, the nature of it is that you go out and share it. So
yes,
in that kind of surroundings, it was a difficult thing. And I remember in my early 20s, I had that one last band in my hometown, and the band broke up. And I said, at that point, I said, well, this is it. I have to leave. Now I have to leave. I'm not going to be able to stay here anymore. That was the last thing I could take.
Wow. Okay. And it does take these sort of situations where we sometimes need to have that negativity to make us go further or push ourselves that little bit further, don't we?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so I not only did that make me leave my hometown, it also made me determined to start singing, because I didn't dare start singing before the age of, I don't know, I was probably 22, 23, somewhere in there. And so I was like, okay, I now, you know, if any bands break up, it's going to be because of me, because I'm going to be the lead person in the band. I'm going to be the front man. I'm going to sing. I'm going to play. I'm going to write the songs. So if a band breaks down, it's going to be my decision, basically, not someone else's or someone else's influences and things like that. The band stops when I stop. That's it. And
so
I made up my mind.
Control. Yes. So you're taking control of your life and your direction, where you want to go. Yeah.
And again, this voice keeps saying, just keep moving forward, keep doing what you're doing, and just keep going. And so I moved to the capital of my country, and I was there. But meanwhile, you know, one thing happened, and you know, as any intuitive, I call it intuitive journey, is, you know, we get surprises and we get gifts along the way as a result of our decisions. And so what happened was, you know, again, some hard times at home, and I decided to start teaching guitar. And again, this was a deep inner decision. And I didn't know at the time that I had the teaching gift. This is where I discovered that I'm actually a teacher. I'm a gifted teacher and not your average teacher. So, you know, I was like, oh, I have this gift. I didn't know. And so that made a difference, because when I moved from my hometown, I was not only focused on creativity and, again, getting the music together, getting projects and bands together, it was also teaching. I was focused on teaching. And that has stayed with me ever since. And then after some time, it was time to leave my home country. And that was the probably the most difficult decision to make still, because I don't think any man or woman wants to leave their home country and where they were born and where they were raised, no matter how difficult things were or not, no matter what happens, because to leave your home country is something I wouldn't wish to anyone. I had to do it. I really knew, again, because I followed my intuition, I just knew. And I knew it was, I don't know what year it was anymore, but I knew that year, again, I just, things were happening and I was able to read the signs and I just knew, okay, I have to buy a plane ticket. I have to go. It's time. So I knew it.
Wow. I immigrated to Australia with my parents. I was only 2 years old, so I didn't actually have that choice like you're saying. But yes, if I had to leave Australia, because Australia is my home now, I love leaving just to go on holidays, don't get me wrong, but if I had to move, you know, from here and live somewhere else, yeah, that would be so challenging, especially when you feel that where you are is no longer conducive to what you want to do, and you do need to move forward to grow. But I love I love how you've sort of talked about your gift as a teacher. Here you are playing the guitar at such a young age, doing it so well, and then you talk about your gift as being a teacher. So isn't that lovely how we sort of get that understanding and we grow and develop? All right, so you've left. Can I ask what your hometown is or was? If you want to keep that private, that's your choice.
Yeah, let's keep it private for now. Yeah. You know, I can speak about the country, but let's keep the hometown. You know, there are better things to talk about and say, because, you know, the teaching gift was just the start. You know, it wasn't the last piece of the puzzle. I thought it was actually. I thought, well, now I know I have this as well. So I really have something to move forward with, you know, and I can make a living teaching guitar, actually. So, well, that really gave me something. You know, it really inspired me to move forward in a different way. And then when I really left my home country, I realized, you know, I guess for everyone when you leave at a certain age, you know, whether you're, I guess, you know, fairly grown up, you know, your end of your teens, early 20s, late 20s, or even in your early 30s, what you notice is that you come to a new place, a new country, a new city, and you can actually recreate everything that was happening in your hometown. Similar kind of people, similar kind of events. And then, yes, you know, not being able to forgive my dad and hanging on to that, the resentment and anger as well, it really started, my health started to deteriorate. And I was like, what's going on? That was at the end of my 20s. And I looked much older. And I felt like there was a huge burden on my shoulders. And I remember this one friend that I had, she actually was a life coach. And she said, well, Brian, I think you need to do this, this, and this. And she was right. She really was right that I needed to let go of some things. And so when I decided that forgiveness was the key, everything opened up for me. The world of healing, I realized I was a healer. So that was the last piece of the puzzle. Musician, teacher, healer. And I knew from then on that something great is going to happen with my life. And I just started exploring the healing world and did a lot of inner work. Healing work, personal growth. So I thought I was going to go away and focus on music. It wasn't music that I was focusing. It was getting myself healed, basically, and to really get to know myself. I really took the time to know myself and to let go of the past. And that is, again, my intuition was my guidance, and I knew I needed to do it. So I actually once again got focused.
Wow. But if you hadn't have had the music, you probably wouldn't have left your hometown, because you probably wouldn't have left your hometown for the sake of personal development. Whereas when you're looking at music development and a career and things like that, it was worthwhile leaving your hometown and moving to another country. So yeah, it's amazing how our intuition is guiding us on those steps, and we've got to take that journey first. Even though they want you to work on personal development, they needed to do it in a manner that you would naturally go along and follow it. Because I know if they'd said that to me in my early years, I would sort of gone, yeah, no, that's not happening. But doing it the way I did it too, you just take that one step in front of each other. And that's what the resilience is all about, listening to your gut and following your intuitive messages to get there. Wow. So you started doing healing. What type of healing did you do?
At first, I started with the subconscious beliefs. I really became an expert of clearing subconscious, locating them, finding them, clearing them for good. And you would be surprised how many we have. I'm sure you know, because you're doing a lot of your work as well. Pretty great work. And so that was the entrance to the entry point, the subconscious belief work, and it helped immensely. Because I realized I brought with me from my hometown a lot of the beliefs that were just hanging around in my surroundings that I just picked up from my parents, from my friends, from relatives, and so on.
Okay. I had something there. Oh, before I go any further, actually, I want to just sort of say too that for those people that are listening, that's fine. I need to just let you know, those who are watching, we've got the little ticker tape going at the bottom, and that is for Brand's website, which is and it says it's Be Energy Aware, but there's only one E. So Be Energy Aware, Aware. Gosh, I had to think then. .com. Now, so that's when you're talking about those subconscious beliefs, and you're talking about healing those. How do you? And don't give me away your IP, but how do you do that? Like a layman's way, and how you do that to help other people, because you've got your website there, and I've had a pop on and had a look at it. You've got workshops and a book, which we're going to talk about, and a few other things. But how do you help people clear these subconscious beliefs?
I basically teach them how to do it themselves, and it's easier than many think. But you know, whoever's not really familiar with meditation, they really need to get familiar with meditation and start meditating. And a lot of people still don't know what that is, and have different definitions of it, or may have different perceptions of it. You know, to me, it all comes down to spending time with yourself, and which is what I had to do a lot. And I was intuitively guided to do a lot of it. And I was really focused on doing a lot of it. So it really starts with that, with just spending some quiet time with ourselves. We can reconnect with the energy of the earth and the universal energy as well. And so once we start filling ourselves with energy, we are connected to everything, and we actually can receive the intuitive messages even more so. And then we can actually locate those beliefs ourselves.
Wow. That's the part, that's what I really like. And one of the reasons what I really like about different healing modalities and different guests that I've had on, the good ones, and I don't mean to sound that terrible, but the ones that actually empower you to heal yourself or to do the work yourself are the ones that I really resonate with. Other ones are where there is other workers or healers or people that keep wanting you to come back to them. And I sort of find that a little bit, no, I don't want you to become dependent on me. I want you to learn how to do it yourself. Because until you learn to do it yourself, you really aren't going to get anywhere. You know, you've got to put that time in. If you want to heal, you've got to put the time in to do some meditation. You really need to do that. If you're not prepared to put the time in for yourself in that context, you're going to really struggle to get anywhere. We need to do that. That's something that is just the bee's knees of it all, of anything spiritual, of any mindset changes, of anything that we do. We need to put the time in to do that meditation. And I absolutely agree with you there, Bran. If we don't do that, then we're really not connecting properly. Or we could connect better, I should say. Maybe that.
I think so. You know, Susan, my take on all this is, you know, my message is basically a message of creativity and a message of empowerment. And to become empowered, this is the essence of it. You know, when you teach someone, that you teach them how to do it themselves, so they become empowered. Otherwise, they're not. If they become dependent on you or this or that, you know, we need to be dependent on ourselves exclusively. And this is what personal empowerment is all about. And this is what I teach people to do themselves. And, you know, a lot of people get scared and fear comes. And, you know, when you start growing like this in this way, and especially when you start becoming more independent in so many ways, people around you get startled. And so a lot of people come to me and say, well, I'm Bran, I'm going to lose my friends. Well, I say, you know what? Now you're going to know who your real friends are, because those who are your real friends, they're going to stick around and understand and give you even support around this. You know, it's a good way to get rid of fake friends, you know, if nothing else.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Those changes, they're not just happening within us. They're actually happening externally too. And that's part of it. The friends that want you to remain the way you were, where they're comfortable with you, and you start doing that inner work and start changing, yes, you do tend to find that your friends will change. And look, even in reality, like I know when I first started having my babies, my children, all of my single friends became a little bit distant because they didn't have the children. We didn't have those shared experiences anymore. So when you start doing that internal work, your shared experiences start changing, and that's when your friends will start to change as well, because you crave, if you're learning new stuff and positive stuff, you crave other people to be positive and you want to learn from them and you want to grow and achieve that way. And that's what all this understanding, this resilience is all about, understanding that we're connecting with our intuition, and that's giving us lifetime resilience, as you've just proven it. Okay, so you've done your healing. You're working on your healing, still doing your music, yes, still doing your teaching. And now you're teaching the healing side of it. All right, let's have a look at your website. Now, on your website, you have got a book, and I haven't put the little banner up. I will put the little banner up and get the name of your book. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book, please, Bran?
You know, it was one of those intuitive things once again. It was 2018, 2018, and I just knew it was like, again, this voice was saying, well, there's something you need to create. And I was like, what is that? Because, you know, I didn't know if it was going to be a book or an ebook or an online course, or I didn't know how it was going to come out. And so I took time to sit down with myself again and just to see what that's going to be. And it took, the process took a couple of years, putting
Yes.
everything together, refining it, and then finally recording it. It's an audiobook. And I purposefully made it an audiobook because it's so powerful to listen to. And I recorded it myself. I know audio really well. And so it's read by me. And so you can go, you have a lot of tools there, meditation tools that I guide you through in that audiobook. That just, and it, the audiobook is called Get Empowered. And so everything I use today, to this day, and I'm going to continue, is in that book, in that audiobook. Everything, and it's not that I've taken something from somewhere and put it in there. I've actually made it my own, and then I was guided to put it in there the way, you know, just my take on everything and my perspective and how I approach things, and hopefully it'll help a lot of people. So I can only say, if you want to get empowered, I mean, that's a good starting point, especially for those that are just getting into meditation. But it's also great for those that are not beginners in meditation. And so everything, I think it has a little bit for everyone in there, but it's very practical. It's not one of those that you listen to or read and get enlightened. No, this is practical. Everything, yeah. It's a set of daily things that I recommend doing on a daily basis that actually keep you in tune and keep you in touch with your intuition and enable you to make so much better decisions to empower your life.
Yeah. Okay. So it's called Get Empowered by Bran Katan. How do I pronounce your name? Katanik.
It's Katanik.
Katanik.
It's like you know, the Japanese or katana. So it's the Katanik.
Katanik. Okay. And it's got underneath it, meditation-based tools for protecting and shifting your energy and for self-healing. So it's a really great way to get into that meditation. And I love that it's an audio book because you can actually sit down and listen to it. And if you've got those meditations, it's all in one. It's got the whole lot there for you, which is really, really cool. Now, you can grab that on the website too, B as in the letter B and then energyaware.com. So the letter B and then energyaware.com, you can grab that on there. But the other thing I do want to talk about too, Bran, is your podcast, because you've got a podcast as well. Look at us go, will you? tell me a little bit about your podcast. Come on.
Again, it's one of those things that I wasn't planning at all. And it got suggested to me by a very, very close person in my life. And so I wasn't really at the time, I really wasn't listening to any podcasts. I didn't know much about podcasts, but, you know, I knew I am good with audio and I'm very comfortable with audio and I have the equipment at home. I know how to produce it. I know how to put it together. I just need to get a little bit informed about, you know, how to do it from the technical point of view in terms of, you know, publishing it and then, you know, the websites and all that stuff. But, you know, in terms of, I actually had something to share that I knew what I wanted to share. And, you know, it gave me a voice. And it's another way of reaching people and helping people. And so this is why I love it. I'm going to continue for as long as I have something to say, I'm going to keep on sharing it through the podcast.
Yeah, I love it. I love doing the podcast and I really enjoy meeting new people. I'm quite introverted, so I like sitting in my little office, and it was actually quite a big office, but I love sitting here and interacting with people, even if it is online, because I still get that energy vibe. It still happens and it's really lovely. But When you're talking about your podcast, what do you have on your podcast? So if somebody was wanting to listen to it, what would they be getting? What sort of information?
Again, meditation, self-healing, creativity, expression, living your dream, everything, every single thing. And really, again, with my perspective on it, you know, from my point of view, what I've learned, how I've learned it, and then having that the healing perspective behind it. And it's just, it's supposed to be there and reaching people. Yes.
Yeah, cool. Hey, the name, how did you get the name Be Energy Aware? I mean, I love the name. I mean, that's terrific. B stands for brand, does it?
We could say that it's it could be brand energy aware, energy aware brand. But the thing is, and one person, in the recent years said, well, Bran, if there's one thing I know about is that you're obsessed with energy. And so, apart from being obsessed with guitar, that's another obsession is being obsessed with energy. Because the thing about it, when we go back, to the beginning of my share in this conversation, is, being intuitive for so long and being so aware that I'm intuitive, and making those decisions, it's. You start to notice things in your environment that other people don't.
Yes.
And very subtle things, you know how to read signs, clues, intuitive messages, events, you name it. And so this is what's, to me, what's still missing out there. And this is what I want to share. It might be a little bit far out there right now and a little bit remote from your average person out there, but I think the times are coming when there's a need to pay more attention to these things, because number one, we don't want to live in pain or suffering. And this is my biggest thing about the podcast and the audiobook is I really want to help people avoid that by making better decisions. And to make better decisions, we need to follow our intuition and we need to pay attention to what's going on within us and around us. And it comes down to energy. Everyone can tell when an angry person walks into the room, right?
Yep.
Or a grumpy person or a negative person. And the opposite as well, when a bright person comes into that lights up their whole room, everyone can tell as soon as they walk into the room. Same thing with anything negative. So reading those things from in our environment, reading what's coming up for us as we heal, lots of different energies are going to come up. We need to know how to handle that. The energies around us and the energies within us that are coming up, getting emotional. So being able to process emotions is a big thing, and it's still not being talked about enough, in my opinion. And so with being energy aware, you get all that to the tiniest detail where you cannot miss a thing. And believe me, it works. I've
Yes.
tested it. I've been testing it for many years.
Yes, I'm with you there. That was one of the biggest things that first started me on this. I should say focusing in this area, and that was being aware of what was going on around us. And it's really funny, Bran, because there's times there when I've gone, but everyone should know that. It's really obvious because I'm reading those signs and I'm picking up that information, and you're feeling the energy of the room. And I sometimes struggle when people don't get it. I remember as a child, I was in primary school. So we were heading home and I was with my sister. And I remember turning to my sister. We were just heading out of the gates of the school. And I said to her, "Oh, mum's in a bad mood." And she said to me, "How do you know that?" And all I could think of was, "How do you not know that?" Like it didn't, you just picked it up. You just knew it. Anyway, didn't I get into trouble when I got home from my sister because mum was in a bad mood and she blamed me. So that stopped me talking for a little bit about it. But yeah, it's like I said, you get to the stage where you sort of go, well, how do you not see that? Like, how do you not know? Because you are so tuned in to the different things that are happening around in the environment, to the energy that's coming around, and to everything else. So yeah, I really get that. But we are running out of time. So I have to say, Brand, thank you so much too for being on. But I'll do that in a minute. I'll say it properly in a minute. Is there anything else you want to bring forward towards the end, just to say goodbye or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I love hearing from people. I love hearing, you know, any feedback, anything. You know, I love getting in touch with people. So feel free to get in touch anytime for any reason. You don't have to get the audiobook. You don't even have to listen to the podcast. But, you know, I'm here. And if you have any questions around energy or anything like that, intuition or, you know, healing, meditation, and so on, I'm here, and the website's there. And feel free to get in touch.
Thank you so much, Bran. Thank you for being on the show too. It was really lovely. It was lovely to hear your story and how you got through it. And intuition has been such a big part in your life too. It's really, really lovely to hear. Yeah. And you're acknowledging it.
Every day, and using it every day. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, for being.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. So guys, Bran, please stay where you are. Don't move yet. So guys, jump on his website. It's Be Energy Aware. So just the letter B and then energyaware.com. Jump on the site and have a look. It's really quite interesting. And grab the audio book. I'm going to have a look at it. I think it's really lovely. It's something completely different. I did a lot of my studies with reading. So I read books, and you read about intuition, but it's very, very different to hear it. And to now we have videos and that type of thing. We didn't have it in my days. So I had to do all the reading. So to get the audio book and be able to listen to it and just sit and have that going through the earphones or whatever is really, really nice. You'll really enjoy that. So that's Bran. Now, remember, we've got the online courses too if you want to jump in and find out more tools to develop your intuition. So when we look at tools to develop your intuition, yes, the go-to for me is meditation. So the book would be wonderful. The audio book would be wonderful. My go-to is meditation, but there is a lot of other tools that we can use as well to help us. Intuition gets us in the right space, and then we have other tools that we can use, like card decks, like visualization. There's lots of different other tools that we can use, and some will resonate with you and some not so much. But I can't stress it enough, meditation really is that giving us that time that we need to really, really connect. So I'm Susan Jane. Jump on my website, intuitivenature.com.au. It's an Australian website. And you'll see the podcast. You will see the online courses and everything else, and my book, which is behind me. All right, guys, have a great week. And I will see you next week. Hang on, I've got to press the right buttons. Okay, bye for now.